For today, I want to share with you a few ideas relating to tefillah, continuing our discussion about the nusach ha-tefillah. I have today a new sefer. I picked up a new sefer. It's called Sha'arei Tefillah U'Minhag. It's written by a Lubavitch Rav. It's cool Lubavitch. Have Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi. You know who he is? He is the Rav Av Bezdin in Kfar Chabad. He's a powerful person?
He's very powerful. He just had an election for local council.
Yeah.
And this guy won. Everyone voted for this guy.
He's a powerful person. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. What does he stand about the Rebbe? He doesn't know. It's just, I didn't find anything extreme in the Hakdama. But it's a beautiful sefer. It's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he has some very nice ideas about tefillah. The style is very appealing. And I want to show you three of his ideas relating to three short ideas. Number one, famous question. Why does the siddur begin with shachris? If you were making a siddur, think about it. I mean, we're so brainwashed. It's so hard for us to even appreciate the question. But if there was no such thing as a siddur, and you were the first publisher, first person to make a siddur, what would you start with? Ma'ariv. You can make an argument that Ma'ariv should be the first. I mean, in Judaism, the day begins with night. So you
heard.
It's not a chayiv, okay. But anyway, if we're going to dive in, what?
You have siddurim that are especially for Yantiv, Shabbos and Yantiv siddurim.
They start with Mincha, right? Erev Shabbos, Kol Nidre. That's right, I never thought about that. That's a very, very good point. All the Machzorim, the Yom Nerom Machzorim. It starts with Mincha and Ma'ariv. And some of them don't have Mincha. Some of the old ones start with Ma'ariv, Kol Nidre. So that's right, it just goes to show. It really goes to show if that's the Machzorim. If they start with Ma'ariv, so why doesn't the daily siddur also start with Ma'ariv? So it's a good question. It's hard for us to appreciate the question because we're just so used to what we're used to of starting with shachars. So it's a very good question, and in fact, no one has come. Think about it. No one in all these years has come along and challenged this approach. Have you ever seen a siddur, a daily siddur, in the store that begins with Ma'ariv? A new idea. No, they are. What's the new siddur? The Korin siddur. So they challenge everything in the Korin siddur is a challenge to art school. Art school has the Hebrew on this side and the English on this side. So they have the English on this side, the Hebrew on this side. Okay, fine.
Art school was a challenge to Korin. Actually, Korin was a typeset. They had a unique set.
Yeah.
A fun.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Art school was a greeting house card. They did greeting cards, invitations.
I know.
And they developed their own font. They had artists, and they made the font, and they had a copyright on that font. And eventually, they came out with the small pamphlets, whatever it was, and they developed into Sudurim, and it was the font.
They used their custom font. Okay, but interesting, all the years no one came along and created a new siddur. No one's stopping anyone, do whatever you want today, where it begins with Ma'ariv. It's an amazing feat that this has remained tradition for everyone. We begin with shachris, not with Ma'ariv. Why is that so? So he has an interesting idea. Why do we daven? Why in general do we daven twice? Do we daven three times a day? So there are two basic reasons why we daven. Number one, korbanos. Everything about the nusach ha-tefillah corresponds to the bringing the korbanos, the tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arbayim. Ma'ariv corresponds to the burning of the emunah of the tamid shel ben arbayim. And then we also daven, not just because of bringing korbanos, we need things. A human being has needs. We need for health, for parnasa, for children. We need things. A person's mevakesh tzrachav. When the Torah begins, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Adam is created, now Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for Adam, what is the order of creation? Clear as day, it's Vayi Erev, Vayi Hi Voker. First comes the evening, then comes the night. Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Every single one of the days concludes with Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker. In Maise Bereshis, the Maise Bereshis to which Adam Harishon was introduced, it is a world where the night comes before the day. Adam came into a world, it says in Chazal, Adam was mispalel, v'adam ayin la'avodes v'adama, man was created, Hashem withheld grass, vegetation from coming to the surface of the ground, until Adam would come and recognize that man needs to pray to Hashem, that Hashem should bring down grain so that the earth should produce produce so man can have what to eat. Adam came into the world, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a world that was created with the rules of night comes before day. Now fast forward 1,000 years, 2,000 years, whatever it is, and Hashem gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem, we have a Mishkan, and Hashem introduces us to this concept called Korbanos. And every single day we bring two Korbanos. Keves Rechot Haseh Vaboger, Vesa Keves Hashini Taseh Bein Ho'arboyin. Two Korbanos. By Korbanos, what's the Seder Hayom? The night follows the day. Right. When you bring a carbon, how long do you need a carbon for? You need a carbon on the day you bring the carbon, and the following night. Halaylo hoylech achar hayom with regard to korbanos. The pasuk says, "Es akeves echod taaseh v'aboker, v'es akeves hasheni taaseh bein harboyim." When we daven, why do we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2 times a day? For 2 reasons. We're mevakesh our needs, and we also are replicating the korbanos. What's the ikar? The fact that the siddur is arranged in a form where first is shachris, then comes mincha, then comes marv, indicates the ikar nusach of the seder hatzvila is korbanos. That's the ikar. That's why it's established according to this set of rules. If it would have been established primarily because what we want, selfish reasons, we want Hashem, we need this, we need A, B, C, we have a long laundry list of things that we need, that, then we would have Ma'ariv first. First comes Ma'ariv, then comes Shacharis, because Vayi'er Vayivoker. But it's a sensitivity towards Koyach HaTzvilah. When you come to Davin, we're not coming, I want, I need, me, myself, and I. You daven to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you bring a carbon, what are you doing? You're sacrificing yourself. You're giving up. I'm taking what I have and I'm giving it to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that form, what comes first? First comes day, and then it comes night. It's a very powerful idea. Generally, most people think, tefillah is selfish reasons. I daven for myself. I'm davening for Hashem. Exactly the point. The fact that the siddur is arranged in this fashion indicates that the ikar davening is for Hashem, it's not for you. Okay, that's one.
It also is a economic, you want children to use it. That's what I think every siddur, who doesn't know the olive base? And every siddur,
yeah,
wants to charge
of the olive base. Yeah.
So
that's a modern thing already. That's a...
See?
Yeah. So what about the olive base?
You want the kids to start with Modani and... They never get them in
the home. That is an after effect. After the siddur has been established with shachas and menelos, so we have modani in big letters, and we have the aleph beis, and we have all these things for children, all these additions. But let's talk about the ikar nusach. The ikar nusach, why? Like you mentioned, the machzor. The machzor begins with ma'arif. That's the way it should be. So the answer is, if you're selfish, if your primary focus of tefillah is for yourself, my needs, you're right. Vayere vayivoger. But if your primary concern of davening is not for me, it's for you, Hashem. I want to give up. I want to sacrifice myself to you. I'm giving to you korbanos. You have to come to daven with the right attitude. Both are correct. You have both things are happening during davening. But what's the ikar? What's the tofel? Yeah.
I mean, that's very nice, but very simply, it doesn't have to be, the day doesn't have to be defined by the calendar day. The day that we live is defined by waking up.
I'll make it better. Your neshama comes back to you in the morning. When does your neshama return? The neshama is taken away. Okay, that's an approach. But that approach would not be enough to explain why no one has broken tradition in all of these years. How long is the siddur in existence? How many years already?
What do you mean broken tradition? You wake up in the morning, it's That's a pretty long tradition.
The nusach has the siddur is sacred.
You know, you look at the Yanker vendors.
Yeah.
When it comes to mincha, he has Macy. He says, "Go say ashrei."
Go here, page numbers.
He doesn't even bring. All he brings is maybe kabbonis and aleinu, and even then he might. Even for Shabbos, they just bring you the middle section, the Baruch HaKadosh.
Look, the proof he does said the Machs. The Machs begins with Ma'ariv.
It's because it's for a specific purpose and a specific occasion. So that's the order of the day is that.
Okay, I hear. Okay, I appreciate what you're saying. This though does shed a lot more light, insight into the Seder first come Shabbos. Now another short idea. Two more ideas. One short, one a little bit longer. This is a very short idea. Where do we say Adon Olam? It appears the difference between Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz. When and where do you say Adon? Maybe it could be Mincha Chabad. A lot of the things here, he quotes Nusach Arizal, Mincha Chabad. But in the Nusach Ashkenaz, Adon Olam follows directly after Matov. It's the very, very beginning of Davening. It appears that in Nusach Sfar, or maybe Nusach Arizal, Adon Olam is later. Yeah? You have Nusach? What?
That's not Nusach
Sfar. Nusach. So Nusach who? Nusach Arizal? Nusach Chabad?
Nusach
Chabad
is Adon Olam.
What? Wait a second. Chabad, you know for a fact they say it when?
At the end.
After Birchas HaShachar. Right. After you say, L'kai Neshama, Birchas HaTorah. So the question is why? I mean, hello, Dover. People, someone who made the Siddur, they did this deliberately. Why would you put Adon Olam? Why is it Nusach Ashkenaz and Sfar? They're putting Adon Olam right after Matovu. Birchas HaShachar. Here's the article Siddur. Title. Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar. Matovu Adon. That's not Birchas HaShachar. Okay, that's just a warm up. That's a warm up, and then we come to the Tilas Yadayim. Okay, very good. Open up a Siddur of Nusach Chabad Arizal. No, they're going to go into Birchas HaShachar, and then first of all, they have Matovu right away. Right away, I believe they start with Matovu. Then they're going to go into all the Birchas HaShachar, and then somewhere, at some point, they're going to mention Adon Olam. Haloi Davar. There must be a reason. So there is a very interesting thing he points out. There are two major themes in Adon Olam. First theme is Adon Olam. Hashem is the creator, the master. Asher molach b'terem kol yitzir nivra. Before there was man, there was God. But there's something else that's very in the end of Adon Olam. The im ruchi givir b'eis ishan v'yoyra b'yado afkid ruchi, I deposit my neshama in his hand. B'yado, in Hashem's hand, afkid ruchi, b'eis ishan v'yayro, when I go to sleep and when I awake. V'yim ruchi g'viyosi Hashem li v'lo yro. We make mention over here at the end of Adon Olam a theme which borders on the theme of Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama shnesata bi tohari ato v'rasata yitzatata nefachta bi ato neshama v'kibri v'ato asid litla medi lachazir bi l'as lovo. The giving over of the Neshama and its return. What is the ikar part of Adon Olam? Is the ikar theme of Adon Olam? What did Chazal want us to take out of Adon Olam? The theme of Adon Olam Asher Molach Avterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, or do they want us to focus on the end of Adon Olam, which parallels the theme of Elokai Neshama? The Yado Avkid Ruchi B'Yesi Shon V'Yiru, I deposit my Neshama and I call the Shmaruch Hu's hands when I go to sleep and I wake up. So if you learn Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar, the ikar is. Adon Olam, Hashem Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Hashem is the creator. When you wake up in the morning, you have to know that Hashem existed before we existed. He was here first. This is a Chabad, that's not the Ikar. That's a nice thing. But the Ikar is to know what it says at the end. The end is a continuation of Elokai Neshama. That's why they changed its location. And now let me come to another idea. This is a beautiful idea. The truth is it's a Tas. It's not his idea, but he develops it. He goes to town and he gives many examples to elaborate on the idea of the Taz. The Taz's question is as follows. Since the Nusach of Tefillah primarily is paralleled after the Tamidim, the Tamid Shal Shach and Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, so why do we bother saying it? Our Tamid pretty much is the Shmona Esrei. That's we daven Shachris every day, Shachris to the Shalma Fodim Sifosenu. Our Shmona Esrei is in place of our Shachris. The Shmona Esrei of Shachris is in place of the Tamid Shal Shachar. Our Shmona Esrei of Mincha is in place of the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. So Mincha It's very good. Most people don't say korbanos for mincha. It's not a good idea. You're supposed to. It's minig yofe. It doesn't say you mechuy. There is absolutely no obligation to say korbanos for mincha, but it says in Shulchan Aruch it's a minig yofe. It's shachris is a chiyuv. It does say you mechuyv to say you are. So why is there a chiyuv? But let's go backwards. This, that there is no chiyuv to say by mincha, makes a lot of sense, because what Shemona Esrei is in the place of the Karban Tam Mishol Ben Abayim. But by Shachris, if anyway we're going to say the Shemona Esrei, which is the Iker, so what are we saying, the Nusach of the Karbanos? And if Yitaka want to say, because it's a nice thing to say, so say it after the Shemona Esrei. Why are you saying it before the Shemona Esrei? What is going on? So the Taz says an amazing Yisrael. This is an amazing Yisrael. And he answers, and then he, this Rav Ashkenazi, he answers a ton of questions with this Yisrael. He says, let's go, this we learned in Daf Yomi only a few days ago. The Braisa of Abaya Havim Mesadeh Seda Hamaracha Meshmodig Mavali B'Dab Shal. The entire Seda Hamaracha. Let me read you the words of the Seda Hamaracha. How was the Avodah done every single morning? Okay, here we go. Marocha gedoyla kodemes l'marocha shnei shel keteres. Marocha shnei shel keteres kodemes l'sidah shnei gizra yetzim. Okay, so they put in the marocha gedoyla shnei gizra yetzim l'sidah shnei gizra yetzim l'sidah shnei gizra yetzim. Then they clean off the mizbech apnimi. Then v'dishu mizbech apnimi kodem atovas chavsh. Oh, now after they do that, they prepare 5 of the 7 neros. V'atovas chamesh neros. After they clean 5 of the neros, then they go back into the Azara and they shecht the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Mekabel the Dam, they do Hoylocha, and they sprinkle the Dam on the Mizbeach. Very good. Now, what about all of the Emurim? The Dam HaTomid, Koidim, they know. Stop. We're not going to offer the limbs of the Tomid Shel Shachar on the fire until later. We have to do a few more things first. First, we have to prepare the shtei neros. From the menorah, there are 7 neros. We've only prepared 5. We have to go back and prepare the other 2. And then, after we do that, we have to be makti the ketores. Ve'atova shtei neros kodemes l'ketores. And then we bring the evarim on the mizbeach. And if you learn the Gemara Masechet Tavim, the Gemara there says they did a lot more things. The Kehanim davened, they said Birchas Yitzhar, and they said Kriya Shema, and Esriyatziv, and they said Birchas Kehanim. They did all of these things until they finally got around to bringing the Emur. In other words, there was a very large hefsek between the Zrikas Hadam of the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Haktaras Emurim of the Tomid Shel Shachar. Now, why was there a very large break? That's a separate issue. But that's how it was. And especially with the Tomid Shel Neiros and the Keteris, there was a very large break. So along comes with the Taz. The Taz says, that's why we do have the Tomid twice Shachars. We actually read the Tomid Shel Shachar in Korbanos, and then we recite the Shmona Esrei. The reading of the Tomid Shel Shachar in Korbanos corresponds to the Zrikas Hadam of the Tomid Shel Shachar. The Shmona Esrei of the Tomid Shel of the Shmona Esrei corresponds to the Haktaras Emurim of the Tomid Shel Shachar. And that's why in between we have a break. We have the Besuki, the Zimra, and we have the Birchas Yotzar and the Kriya Shema, and with its Brachos and Emes V'Yatziv, we have a large break. Now that explains why is it the minhag, why is it the halacha, that after you say the Tomid Shel Shachar, you write the Kabbalas, you read first, you read the Tomid Shel Shachar, and then what do? You say, before you say the Ketores, you add a pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'shochat oiso al yerech ha-mizbech tzafon lufnei Hashem v'zorku b'nei Aaron ha-koyinim estemol mizbech tzaviv. What's this pasuk doing here? That's not part of the parasha. That's the pasuk in Vayikra. You read the Tamid. The Tamid is tzav es b'nei shol v'yamart alehem es karin. Did you see about Korin make that mistake on Rosh Chodesh? He lanes he lanes Tzavis and Yisrael, and then when he finishes, he says, V'shachat Yisrael.
He's not looking.
Obviously, he's lending it by heart. He's laying it by heart. So where did it come from, this? V'shachat Yisrael. It's to emphasize, when we read the Talmud, we're focusing on the Dam, the Zorku B'nei Arna Koinim Es Domoi. It's only the Dam. And now we're Mafsik. Now we have the Ketores, and we have the Yoitzer Or, maybe the Pesuk of the Zimra and the Birchus Kriyashma, and then we come to the Shmone Esra. Oh, the Shmone Esra, the Talmud, Nochamol. Yeah, Nochamol, the Talmud that we're going to read later on, that's the Talmud? The Haktaras Emurim. That's why you mechuyev to say both the parsha plus the Shmoneh Esrei. Mincha Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. You look at the Lama Farshim. There was no break. There was no break. It was done in one shot. When it came to the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, they did Shchita, Kabbal, Hilacha, Zrika. Immediately they put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So it comes at a very big daftimina. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei by Mincha, it's a different Shmoneh Esrei. It's a Hechar Kedusha. Why? You're doing everything in one shot.
Why do you talk to say
no break? What?
So why should you say Kerubam Mizbeach?
You're not mechuyev to. It's a nice thing because since this also corresponds to, you want to know where the Makar, where it comes from, the source. The Shmoneh Esrei is the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. So let's go to the source. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the real thing. So you say it also. But
then what do you put in Ketores in the middle?
Okay, so because he did it also, because that was part of the Avodah. That was part of the Avodah.
They did Ketores too?
Yeah, sure. Twice. In the morning and afternoon. But there's no break. We don't break it up. We don't have this elaborate separation by Mincha like we have by Shacharis. And by Mincha, do you say V'shachar? I don't think you say V'shachar by Mincha. Do you say by Mincha?
These things are out.
By Mincha, do you say v'shocha? Let's go see. Shabbos mincha. They don't have the arsh. Doesn't have karbanos. How could it be? They don't have karbanos. Only the mamish. They don't even have it. They don't even have it. But even Ashkenaz holds the chatchila. You should say the chatchila.
They don't have it.
Okay. But it's a very interesting thing. It answers all the questions. It shows it's a very interesting when you davening shon esrei mincha. It's the tamid shel bein harbayim both the dam. The Shmoneh Esrei, think of it, the Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, you're doing two things. You're bringing the blood and you're burning the Emurim. Shachris, the Shmoneh Esrei is only the Emurim. The blood, you already did Zrika when you said Kurbanos. It's a beautiful Yisoid. Beautiful Yisoid. It changes your whole appreciation of the Seder, of the Nusach Atzila. And this is how, it's a Taz, really it's a Taz, but it's the way he builds it up, Haraf Ashkenazi. Okay, with that we will conclude. Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabo v'olam od yivroch yirusei v'yam lich malchusei v'chayichon v'yomichon v'chaydechol beis Yisrael bagalov v'sman kuri v'yimru onei v'yeh shmei rabo mevarach l'olam